ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión Naumann with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
So we're a non-profit organisation and our role is to conserve hedgerows and to promote awareness raising around nature-friendly hedgerow management around Ireland, and also to advocate on behalf of hedgerows, particularly native hedgerows like hawthorn hedgerows, to ensure that they're protected into the long run.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. In recent years, there's been an increase in fire blight affecting hedgerows all across the world. Now, the bacterial disease has infected trees in Ireland. This week, we spoke to Katie Smirnova from Hedgerows Ireland to learn all about the problem.
Yeah, so one of our most recent campaigns is in regards to the fire blight disease. And the fire blight disease is a bacteria that spreads through over 200 different plants, and one of those being hawthorn. And so we're worried that with the importation of hawthorn plants for hedgerow planting actions in Acres, which is the government's agri-environmental scheme, that we'll see more infections being brought in on these imported plants, potentially spreading across Ireland and, if allowed to spread, potentially decimating our native hawthorn hedgerows.
And is this something that's more recent that's happening around here, or is this built up over the past few years?
Well, the disease was first found in Ireland in 1986, and then there was an eradication campaign which led to the disease being taken out of everywhere except for Galway City. And then in 2016, then there was a discovery of it in Northern Ireland, and then the eradication then wasn't successful, so it's still widespread there. So it has been in Ireland, but across the Republic outside of Galway and then kind of Northern Ireland, the disease hasn't been notified so much. But in 2023, there were 17 confirmed cases around the country, and the disease is widespread in the UK and across Europe, where a lot of these imported plants would be coming from.
And how would someone be able to, let's say, as they're walking by hedgerows, see that they are certain to be affected? Is there any standout stuff that they could look at and immediately be alerted to?
Absolutely, yeah. So the main symptoms of fire blight are a bacterial ooze, kind of a white liquid that comes out from flowers, the kind of joints, the nodes where the branches meet. There's also the classic shepherd's stick to look out for. This is the curling of the shoot and the withering of the shoot and the leaves that kind of is like a brown, they turn a brown colour in the growing season when you'd usually expect them to be nice and green. And then the other thing to look out for is deformities in the bark, which are called cankers. And that when you peel back that kind of deformity, the canker, you'll see a reddish brown stain on the interior of the bark. And these are things to look out for during the growing season, so the infection lies latent in the winter seasons.
This has nothing to do with climate or conditions, does it? Or just perhaps what sort of seasons would it come in more often than not, or what countries and climates would be more affected by this disease?
I mean, the disease particularly spreads in the kind of second flowering season when it's a bit warmer. So warmer conditions are very beneficial for this disease. And so I suppose, although the conditions in Ireland are already ideal for it to spread, with climate change and warming temperatures, perhaps warmer temperatures in the first flowering season in May might lead to even more rapid spread of this disease. But the warmer temperatures are known to increase how contagious it is and how easily it spreads.
Who else or what else could be affected by this? Will nature, will animals, will our own soil end up having real effects of this as well? Or is it just in particular the plants and the trees themselves?
Well, I mean, the trees and the hawthorn hedgerows interact with all of that. You know, our hedgerows are one of last remaining habitats really for woodland birds and other animals that would have been living in our native woodlands if not for the very low cover of those in Ireland. And so hedgerows are the last kind of remnant habitat for this struggling wildlife. And of course they control our flooding as well. They intercept flow that runs over our fields and reduce the amount of flooding that impacts our towns and villages. And they also sequester a huge amount of carbon. And so through the removal of these hedgerows, when they become infected with this disease, we're also going to be losing all of that carbon stock.
Is there a solution to this? What sort of steps, action needs to be taken immediately, in your opinion, to help us with this problem?
Because it's an incurable disease, there is no treatment for it. The only solution is to prevent it from coming into Ireland. And the best solution for that is to prevent imports of trees that host this material. And for that, we're in our open letter to the Department of Agriculture, we're calling for them to, first of all, reinstate the requirement for all hedgerow planting in the agri-environmental scheme to be done with Irish provenance plants, so plants grown from seed collected in Ireland, and to suspend imports of these hawthorn trees, to under the precautionary principle to avoid this disease being brought in. And then, of course, supporting native nurseries to create this Irish provenance stock themselves and to fund these nurseries to enable more production of these Irish provenance trees to fill this supply-demand gap, etc.
Katie, thank you so much for speaking to me today, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much.
As this might be considered a niche and unknown environmental issue for many, Katie Smirnova and Hedgerows Ireland's work is certainly helping in the fight against climate change.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.